starting on the bottom line in the Zayin Amud Aleph. So the Mordechai asks the question, why don't we apply the rule of Sabbatum Rishus Rabim as Tor? The question being that there is the two Nazirim, and there's a third person who's testifying to them, telling them what happened. So assuming that he was present with them, there's three people present, that goes into the under the umbrella of the rule of Sabbatum Rishus Rabim as Tor. So Rabbi Baruch Huna answered, the case was that the person said, I was standing at a distance and I saw a tumah being thrown between the two of you into the two Nazirim. So the two Nazirim were by themselves. So that's Sabbatum Rishus HaYochid. Okay. And we did Tosfos on Friday that even though we have a rule, Sabbatum Rishus HaYochid is Tamei, so we should argue both should bring a korban tumah v'alei. The Mishnah says that they share a korban tumah and a korban tahara. I mean, they have a status of a suffix. It doesn't, sabbatum rishus yachid, does not generate something which is impossible to be. Okay, so now
what?
The Tosfos says that sabbatum rishus yachid does not generate a halacha which is impossible. You can't say both are Torah. So therefore, they bring a suffix. They bring a carbon tumah b'suffix. So Amar Rav Ashi, Zot Gemara Deka Nami. So this pshat that we're saying that the third party was standing at a distance, and not together with them, and he says he was witnessing this from a distance. So that fits very well in the language of the Mishnah, the Ketani. I'm not sure which one it is. So, had he been with them, chances are much greater that he actually knew which one it was. He might have forgotten, but the language of any day means I never knew. It means if he never knew, means we have to assume that he was at a distance. Shmami no. Okay, I have to see the rush. With a rush on the Gemara and the Zayin Amud Aleph, he's arguing that he's witnessed from a distance, and he saw something happen, and that's what he's testifying to them. But he was not present with them, so it's there by themselves, therefore creating a situation of sabbatum rishus hayachid. Now the Rosh adds an important point over here. So how far away does he have to be to give us the status of the consider that he's not with them and therefore it's sabbatum rishus hayachid? Shahaya meruchik mehem dalad amis dehash shaloi havel trei. So the Rosh says it's sufficient for him to be distanced from them, even just dalad amis. So that's not considered he's with them. And now it's sabbatum rishus hayachid dehash shaloi havel trei. Which is not Tor. Dekanami, so then Rav Ashi said that the language of the Mishnah, it fits well with that. The Ketani, Ben Yudea, I do not know. The Mashmash Lo Yodam E'olam, which means he never knew. So had he been present with them, chances are much greater that he would have known at one point in time. He might have forgotten, but he would have known. If he's at a distance, it's harder to know. So it supports this idea that he wasn't immediately adjacent to them. So if he wasn't able to tell exactly what happened. Okay. So the Gemara. So So Mishnah says that at the end of so that they, because of the suffix, this is, so therefore they cannot, neither of them can really process themselves until they finish their time of Naziris, because if he became Tameh, he immediately has to process himself as a, for Tumah, which both will do. that they get the hazor from the ashes of the paradum on day 3 and day 7. Then he has to bring a korban tuma. Together with the korban tuma, he has to cut his hair. Sevi's tome, his naziris, requires that he cuts his hair immediately. If he's tor, he's not allowed to cut his hair. So we say, okay, no problem. He waits till the end of the 30 days. The naziris tahara is finished. And then he cuts his hair, either the haircut being the haircut of a korban tuma, or the haircut of korban tahara, either way. Then they wait another 30 days and they bring a korban tahara and they make the Sinai a second time. The first time Sinai was, let's say we'll call them Reuben and Shimon. Reuben says, they bring a korban tuma and a korban tahara, and Reuben says, if I was the Tomei, the korban tuma is mine, and you, Shimon, get the korban tahara. And if you were the Tomei, so you get the korban tuma, and I get the korban tahara. They wait 30 more days. The suffix being, if Reuben was Tomei, so he just now brought his korban tuma, now he has to keep his ear and bring a korban tahara. But if that's true, then Shimon was the Torah, and Shimon's really finished. But since Shimon is a suffix also, so both of them have to keep another Naziris Misafik, bring a korban tahara, which they share, and each one will, and Reuben will say, if I was the Tomei, this is my korban tahara, and you have no need for anything. And if I was the Tor, so I'm done, and you were the Tomei, and this is your korban tahara. Okay, so now the problem is like this. If there's an issue in the Torah of a person cutting off his payas, the taglachas, which the nazir does, cuts the payas. But that's the mitzvah say of the taglachas overrides the issur of hakafa, of cutting off the payas. So what do we mean that misafik, these people can do a second, they can do two taglachos, misafik, if they're chayiv in them, so then fine. But we're saying that one of them is really not chayiv the second time, and he's doing a taglachos anyway. How can he do that? Each one has a suffik, maybe that he's not tamei. Mika'ovet hakafa, and he's being over the isser of a kafas arosh. As the Torah says, Los Akifu. Shadamar Kasha, we discussed before, I'm a Shmuel, but Isha Bekat. So Shmuel answers the case is either an Isha, who doesn't have an Isra Bekafa, or a Katan. Now, we mentioned way back when that the Nazir or Nadarim in general have a unique din that a katan who's a mufal samach le'ish, he's 12 years old, can be mekabel neder and it's binding the raisa. So he will have to bring the karbonis as well. But the Isra v'kaf only kicks in the raisa once he's a gadol. So you have a situation where he's a katan and he's bringing the karbonis, but doesn't have an Isra HaKafa because he's a Kata. Furthermore, Akasha, Shmuel says the case over here was either a woman or a Kata. We look at a Gadol. Why don't we say the case is referring to a Gadol? And we should argue with the following logic. HaKafa is called a Rosh, lo Shmo HaKafa. We had before a Swara that the Isra Lo Sakifu is only true when the person cuts off his payas but leaves his hair. So now we have this circular shaped haircut because the area of his forehead and the area behind his ears sort of will circumscribe a circle around the head if you cut the payas off. But if you cut off all of his hair, there's no circle of hair. That's not Lo Sakifu. So we had such a swear before. So why doesn't Shmuel say that? So where it says, So we have to assume that the fact that Shmuel did not give that answer, that Shmuel holds a kavas kol rosh. Shmuel hakafa, and therefore that's not a solution. So the solution has to be a woman who does not have the yisur, or a katan who's before the age of bar mitzvah who doesn't have the yisur. Okay. So the more marzutri masi lahashmaita the Shmuel a seifa. Marzutra has this answer of Shmuel, this discussion of Shmuel, not on the mission over here on the Zion and Aleph, but on the mission later on the Tess, which has the same type of conversation by a suffix being a Mitzvah. Right, which we quoted this piece of Gemara before. Well, it's actually the second mission of the Testament base. That a person Nazar Shoyotome Besafik Umuchlat Besafik. So we have this Nazar which was possibly having Tumas Mace, and possibly having Mitzaras Beheklet. Sahul Bakachim Lakh Shishim Yom. Umagaleach dala taglochos. Taglochot. Okay. So the Mora says, here we have a bigger problem. Ha-ka'ovet ha-kofa. Now the Girsa, the Bach is Amai, ha-ka'ovet ha-kofa. Amishmuel, b'isha b'katan. Now, over there, by a Mitzara, besides cutting his hair, he has to cut his beard also. So the kasha is not just on the Isser of Hakafa. The kasha is that he's misafik being over the Isser of Ashkoshes Zokin.
Zokan.
Zokan, yeah. Which you can't answer, Kavas Kol Rosh Shmuel Kafa, but the same way a woman is not Chayiv in the Isser of Baltakiv, a woman is also not Chayiv in the Isser of Baltashkis. So a woman would not have the Isser. Similarly, a Katan will not have that Isser. If he has any hair that he has to cut, he doesn't have the Isser of cutting because he's a Katan. Okay. So the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Hamakiv is a katan, Reu Chayiv. The Isser of Baltakiv applies not only to the individual whose hair is being shorn, but it applies to the one who's doing the haircut. So the next step is that maybe we look at that Isser. The primary Isser is the one who's having his haircut, and the one who's cutting is Usser because he's helping the Aveira of the one who's being shorn. Therefore, in a case of a katan who doesn't have the aveira, the person who cuts it is not over in the raisa. So comes Rav Huna and says that's incorrect. That so that hamakiv is a katan reu chayiv. That the one who cuts the hair of a katan, even though the katan himself is not chayiv, but the makiv is chayiv. Amalei Rav Avda bar Haba le Rav Huna le didach, according to what you're saying, that you're allowed to be makif the hair of a katan, so your children, man megalech lehun, who cut them? So they don't minister of cutting, but who cut? Somebody has to cut their hair, so who cut it? Amalei Chayva. Chayva was the name of Rahuna's wife. So a woman doesn't have an issur of cutting her own hair. A woman doesn't have an issur of cutting somebody else's hair. So the katan is mutter and the woman is mutter. So that's what happens. So Rav Adar Bar Hava was not happy with that answer. So tik barinon chayva levoneha. She's doing an aveira, and therefore she deserves a punishment that she should bury the children. So Mor says, "Kule shnei de ravada rabba lo yekayim leizara leravuna." As long as ravada rabba was alive, Rav Huna's children were not viable. Okay. The Mor says, "Listen, michti tevav svira luhu." Svira luhu. Hakavas kol rosh shma kafa. They both hold the case was a case that they were cutting all the hair. So they both hold like shmo that Hakavas kol rosh is called shma kafa. Ma'akim efligi. Where's the argument? Rav Huna sabra lo sakipu pas roshchem lo sashkis es pas zikonecho. The Torah writes the two isurim of baltakif and baltashkis in the same pasuk. And therefore he makes a drasha, kol sheyesh, he takes out the word, take out the word lo. Kol sheyesh do b'hashchasa, yesh do b'hakafa. Whoever has the isra of hashchasa has the isra of hakafa. Paninoshi ha'ol b'lesno b'hashchasa, lesno b'nami b'hakafa. Women do not grow a beard, and therefore the isra of cutting the beard does not apply to women. And by extension, since it's written in the same pasuk, it teaches me that the issur of hakafa does not apply to women either. Rav Adar Bar Hava sabar echad amakif ve'echad anikav b'mashma, that the pasuk lo sakifu includes both parties, the makif and the nikif, so both are over the issur. So the makif is not just a relief neiver or something of that sort. He has his own Isra of Hakafa. Therefore, Rishkas Makiv Lenikiv, Kolhecha de Nikiv Mikhayev, Makiv Nami Mikhayev. So, a woman cutting a man's hair, we don't argue, since she doesn't have this or baltakif, she doesn't have an issur to cut the man's hair. Because since the one who's getting shorn has the issur, therefore the one who's shearing also has the issur. Okay. But now the question is, what happens when you're dealing with a katan who doesn't have the issur? So the Morris says, let's take it to the next step. V'iskish makif l'nikiv, kol hechad l'nikiv m'chay, makif l'mikhay, v'hai katan hov, v'hu gufei la bar unshin hu. The m'chayiv, he's not a bar unshin to have a chiyiv, makif nami lo m'chayiv. Therefore the makif also doesn't have a chiyiv. So So it comes like the Rav Rahava, there is actually no iser for a woman to cut the hair of a katan, because her iser, and actually there's no iser for a man to cut the hair of a katan, because the iser is whenever the nikiv has an iser, the makiv has an iser, and the katan does not have an iser, the makiv doesn't have an iser either, and therefore even a man would be mutter. But Yula Shitoscha Rav Huna hold that that's not true, that a man has an iser to cut a katan. So you do not define the iser of the makif based on the nikif. So then why are you saying a woman doesn't have the iser? You're arguing because it doesn't apply to her, but once that's true, that the iser of the makif functions in the past, independent of the iser of the nikif, why can't the woman have an iser being makif of a man, including a katan? So Ravada Rahava says, Lashitosi, you could have cut the hair of your child as well. But Lashitoska, that you hold that you can't, that you couldn't cut it, then your wife couldn't cut it either. And therefore Ravada Rahava felt that he gave him he said what he was doing was wrong, and there's a punishment deserved over here. Okay. Zakh the Rosh. Be'isha, second Rosh on the page. Shena be'isr ha'kafa, so Rosh, she doesn't have the isr ha'kafa. So now we're going to the case where her someone getting her hair cut. She doesn't have the isr ha'kafa. Tamina, some call Shena ba'ashkosa, ena ba'kafa. So she doesn't have an isr, because how do we know that? Because she doesn't have the isr ha'kafa. Practically, she doesn't have a beard, so therefore she doesn't have the iser of a kafa either. The katan shumuf l'samach liish, so therefore his netter is a netter, his naziris is a naziris, he's chayiv in the midst of naziris, deraisa, he brings kabanas, etc. But in regards to the iser of a kafa, he's only a katan, and it's mutter for him to cut his hair misafik. Makav is a katan, is chayiv l'siv lois hakiba pas. Vaaf pas katan bechlal. There's an isra being makif the hair, so it applies to the one who's doing the hakafa, whether even it's not, the person's not being makif himself, he's being makif somebody else. As long as what he's doing is being makif peyos, it's a problem that applies even to the peyos of a katan. So that's what Rav Huna said.
I guess we're saying here that the cutting leaves, either removes all the hair or leaves hair that's so short it can't be bent over. We talked about.
Correct. The shear of cutting is it has to be long enough that it could be bent. Yeah. Okay. So he asked, "Idoch man megalech lo shayu regilim shlohayu the shayer payus kashayu megalchim roish akatanim." That was where they used to cut the hair. I'm not sure why they weren't doing the mitzvah chinuch on the mitzvah payas. I'm not sure why not. But it says that was a common custom. The way to cut the hair was in such a way that they didn't have payas. So, but now the Yehuda Huna said a makiv is a cut in his kayiv. So who's cutting their hair? So he said, "I'm alei choyva, kach shem eishes Rav Huna." So Rav Huna said his wife. Surely, Rav Huna holds dafka ish hamakev is a katan chayim. Below isha, the only the issue of cutting the hair of a katan only applies to the man, not to the woman. Can first time of a zamuk. Choyva take marina l'vanah. By doing so, does she want to bury her child? He writes a shatikra espanea. She wants to bury her children. Shana Yureya, she's not scared. May Oinish Al Shahima Kefis or some. So that she isn't worried about divine retribution for this aver that she's doing. So Havoy Kishkogosh Yerzis Melifnea Shalit. So Now, he didn't mean to give her a klala that they should be buried, but he's just saying, like, what is she doing? She's taking such chances. So that itself, the Mor says, there's a pasuk in Koheles that sometimes the governor, the shalit, makes a comment, even though not unintentionally, but because of his authority, it's accepted and acted upon. To Rabbi Baraba, because it was Chashivas in the eyes of Shemayim, when he made such a comment, it came out, the Kabar Baneo, so he didn't give her a klala, but just even such a mentioning of a thought process created a kitrug against her in Shemayim, and she was punished. Because that's what they used to do. So apparently they used to do that. So they both thought that's a problem. So this haircut that they were giving, a man could not do, means he has to hold the tzasser.
What?
They're giving a haircut, cutting all of the hair. So it's the case of a kavas kol harosh. So Rav Huna, who said a man cannot do it, only the woman could do it, indicates that he holds that's osur. So he holds a kavas kol harosh shmakafa. Rav said she's doing an aveira. It means a kavas kol harosh shmakafa. But my kamiflegi. Rivada Sabra, the Ishamak of Cotton Potter, the Karma, the Dach Man Magalechlu, Kadal the Dea Philo Isha Holhaki was a cotton, but he's a swara necklace. So Rav Huna said that a Gadol who's cutting the hair of a cotton is a problem. There's a difference in a woman and a man. Rivada Rabbit said, I don't get it. So who's cutting your hair, your kid's hair? Oh, your wife. Well, that's a favor. That's wrong. So what is he thinking? What did he hold? He held that the whole thought is wrong, that even a man is allowed to cut a child's hair. So what's the argument? They're arguing in. So Rav Huna held a woman doesn't have the issue of hashkasa, and therefore she doesn't, practically she doesn't have a beard. Therefore she doesn't have the issue of hakafa, even though practically it's relevant to her. Pierce Bishra hakafa klau. And therefore not only she wanted to do to herself, Vafla Hakiv Hakatan Muteris. Mutaris. If a woman would cut the hair of a man, the pass of a man, she would not be over an isser of hakafa. Now the man's part, the question to him, the over this, you be over this, or b'shev al tasa, he's not doing any action unless he's misayeya by moving his head, etc. Rivada Sabra in the heat, the less no, Bakalfas Roshon, Bakalfas Rosh Akar, is no. Women are included in the Yisr of cutting somebody else's hair. So a woman who would cut the payas of a man is over an Yisr.
It sounds like not only would she be included in the Yisr of Bakalfa, should be included in the Yisr of Hashkafta. If she was to cut a man's beard.
Well, actually, the lashon, the lo sakifa, it's the plural. So that's the lo sashkis, it doesn't say in the plural. So, they're both included in lo sakifa. Bahai katan, but Rabbi Rabba holds that a katan, since he's not Usher, therefore a gadol is not usher either. Now, so according to Rav Baraba, there's no issue of cutting the hair of a katan, the pace of a katan. So why was he saying what she was doing was wrong? So behind the kamar of Ada Chayva Tikperino Levinah, Rav Baraba said, "What are you doing? She's endangering her children's lives." So Zotirosh, the Devorah of the Rav Huna Kamar, he was arguing, Lishitosi, a man could cut the hair of a katan also. But Lishitoscho, that a man cannot, a woman cannot either. The Didach, the less Lecha, The he nikav potter makav lami potter. You don't hold of this swore when the nikav is potter, the makav is potter. The kamar makav is a cut in his chayv. That a gadol which cuts the hair of a cut in his chayv. L'shitoscha gam chaver yesh lira me arnish. The woman would also have the isser. Then chilik bet ish makav katan leisha makafis, because there's no difference whether a man or a woman does it. And that's what he was saying. But that's true. L'shitosi, Ravada, there's always sir anybody cutting the hair of a cotton, neither a man or a woman. But you, Rav Huna, the man cannot cut, a woman cannot cut either. Okay.